Random House Audio presents Jericho's Fall by Stephen L. Carter. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and, behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him, and said unto him, Art thou for us, or for our adversaries? Joshua 5:13. Prologue. The Return. On the Sunday before the terror began, Rebecca De Ford pointed the rental car into the sullen darkness of her distant past. The interstate was behind her. So was the chilly rain that had slowed her progress. The country road wound through thick Colorado forest, now snuggling along mountain peaks, now twisting among glowering trees. Here and there a distant flicker marked a farmhouse, then was gone. Fog enclosed her like a sudden blankness. There was no moon. There were no stars. Street lamps had overlooked this corner of America, and so had the programmers of the car's GPS. The road was curvy and unkempt, and, in mid-April, icy in places. Still, Rebecca drove very fast, the way she always did. She did not know whether she was running away or running toward. She was 34 years old, and for most of her life had felt as if she were running sideways, a cheerleader watching others play the game. She had grown accustomed to her role and hated to be dragged on.